Let's cut the bullshit. We've got straight up marketing advice. You should use it.
Just drop the job.
Adam and Simon's Bullshit Busters.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Adam and Simon Bullshit Busters. I'm Simon Batchelor.
I am Adam Bastock.
And this week we are going to be talking about how you can get more people to watch your videos. We have two bits of great advice for you to help with this. So Adam, do you want to kick us off with our first bit of advice?
Of course. So the first one is to build it around questions. So the reason why I say that is that questions are quite natural in how people search. It's quite natural in how people can see content and then want to consume it and know what it's about. And secondly, it makes it very easy for you to be able to then produce the content around that question. So whatever that question is, you know, how to make a cup of tea, it then clearly leads into quite a natural series of steps that you can produce the video around. On a more technical level, to a certain extent, I think the reason why questions are really useful is because that is how people search in Google. And therefore, by creating a video around that piece of, around that question, it's naturally going to appear in search and kind of rank and reflect how people are searching and have more opportunity, therefore, to rank in Google or within YouTube. Remembering that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine, of course. So I think that's where questions are probably the main first point, is because it makes your life easier around creating the content, and it makes it far more discoverable and kind of easy for people to understand what it's about. Would you agree, Simon?
Or is there anything else? Yeah, I think the other thing is with that content is it allows you to use it in many different ways. So not only can it just live on YouTube, right. You can upload it to YouTube, but you could also embed it on your website. So, for example, if you write a blog about the same topic, you could feature that video there. You could also have it in an FAQ section. You could email it to clients if they keep if you keep getting the same question over and over again. Having a video on how to do this or how to do that can be a really quick and engaging way of just replying to customers with a value-added response rather than just being like, just Google it. Do you know what I mean? It can add a bit more value. The other thing is, I think Google increasingly is looking within the video to see for snippets. So you may have done this recently. If you've Googled for a question, it will give you maybe a sponsored ad at the top, maybe, and then underneath that will be a video where it's got the timeline and it's found snippets that it thinks answer the question. And that's because Google is diving into the video, analyzing what you're saying in that, and then giving you those snippets to then try and resolve your question within the Google search results. So I think that sort of extra level of context that Google's doing, this can be a really great way of getting your content found by people who don't necessarily follow you on either social or on YouTube.
I think that brings us very neatly and seamlessly onto the second point, which is the second recommendation is to make videos that people actually want to watch. So the way that Google generates those snippets is through understanding the dialogue that is in the video. So if you are speaking like we are, you know, in a conversation, Google will be able to scan that video and generate its own kind of understanding and captions of that video, which then it uses. I've seen this recently, exactly as you say, Simon, where you Google for a search term, it will then bring up a video that has no kind of technical optimization done to it, but because Google understands what that video is about, it's automatically detected the kind of different topics within that video. And this was on quite a small channel. This wasn't like a big one. This was just YouTube doing its kind of its thing. So in terms of other ways that you can make your video kind of pleasant to watch and you know, what's something people want to consume, what would your top tips be?
I think it is to try and make a video that is short, to the point, but also has something visually engaging about it. So like the format we've decided on is to video us having a conversation over Zoom, which not only works really well with you being in Glasgow and me being in Brighton, so this is literally the only way we can do it, but also for the viewer, it's a more engaging conversation to listen to because you're basically watching or listening, if you're listening to us on a podcast version, to this conversation, right? And that immediately makes it more engaging. So if it is just you, obviously, you can't have this conversation level. So you need to do something visually interesting, or you need to keep what you're saying really short and concise and to the point. You don't need this long, rambly sort of videos in order to make YouTube work. And I think there's definitely a whole load of like growth hacking tactics out there about, oh, you need to make your videos like 17.3 minutes long and blah, 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 and all this sort of rubbish, because after a certain point, the algorithm kicks in. I'll tell you, it's all nonsense. We have a video on our channel that's had 2.8 million views. And that video, we had no intention of more than about 30 people ever seeing it. But A, it was based around a question. Can Alexa play Google at chess? The video is the answer. The second thing I'm going to say about it is the average watch time is 32 seconds. So even when you've got people, you've got to get to the point. You're either going to hook people in straight away or they're going to be gone. There's a lot of other videos on YouTube you might have noticed. So there's always going to be something else shiny and fun to go and look at on YouTube. And I think that's the point. It's like if you're going to make your point, you need to make it in the first 30 seconds so that people are then either like, yep, this is for me, and they'll carry on, or they'll be like, do you know what? This isn't for me. I'm off. And that's absolutely fine. I guess that's why it sort of falls into that social content thing of like, you know, you might put a blog up and some people will read it, some people won't. Maybe an Instagram post, a tweet, for example. You know, they're not all going to land. So I think if you're looking at your analytics of your videos thinking, not many people are watching this, ask yourself, well, is there a point in your videos where people commonly drop off? If they're all the same format, are people just bored of the format? Do you need to mix up the location? Do you need to, you know, mix up the guests maybe? Yeah. You know, and I think you don't necessarily have to like go all guns blazing and go and buy a camera and light kit and do all the rest of it. It's just, you know, be a bit creative. Think about the kind of video you would want to watch. And I think maybe one tip I would give just on a sort of creative point of view is imagine your ideal customer sat in their office at their desk. They've got 4 or 5 minutes to spare. What's going to make them stop and watch that video? And make the video for your ideal customer, and that will mean it's something that people actually want to watch.
And I think, just to reiterate your point there, I think it can be really simple. It can just be that it needs to be someone talking to camera and someone kind of talking them through the conversation or whatever it would be, as if it was a real conversation, rather than trying to make a video that's all perfectly shiny and therefore loses all personality and all kind of engagement to it. It doesn't have to be, you know, perfectly produced. It just has to be genuine and more empathetic. I think that's the main thing, more so than it just being, you know, beautiful music on it that, you know, they don't care about the music, they care about what you're saying. So
absolutely
be genuine with it.
Yeah, excellent. Well, I hope this has inspired you to get out there and give video a go. If you would like to ask us a question or you've got any topics you'd like us to cover, then come and join us on our brand new LinkedIn group. Just search LinkedIn for Adam and Simon Bullshit Busters and you can get into that group where you can connect and ask questions. So thanks very much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Just drop the job. Adam and Simon.